Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Gurr, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, willing to tell you the truth when nobody else will. I'll be brutally honest. God bless America. This is the Steve Gurr Show. Good to have you here. Three big things this hour. Number one, Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary totally destroys CNN on the discussion of Donald Trump getting hammered on civil cases when there is no victim and no fraud. He's not buying it. Number two, the state of Texas is on a winning streak. At least they were. Now pulling almost $9 billion from ESG-infested BlackRock. It's a warning to others about what's happening as the world says no to the socialist BS. And number three, Donald Trump dropped a massive lawsuit on ABC News and George Stephanopoulos because of the constant smear jobs and outright lies told by the former Clinton operative, current Democrat operative, and make-believe news correspondent. I mean, give me a break, right? George, let's just play a bit of this. I won't play the whole thing, but you can get an idea. The exchange between Congresswoman Nancy Mace and political hack George Stephanopoulos, it resulted in a lawsuit against him and ABC News by Donald Trump because he kept saying, you're supporting a man who's been found liable of rape, which is completely false, by the way. If you look at the form, the rape question was a big fat no. Big fat no. Anyhow, listen to this.
I still get judged for it today.
I'm asking you a very simple question.
And I answered
Explain
it. You're
why,
shaming
no,
me for my not, political
I'm
not, choices.
I'm asking you a question about why you endorse someone who's been found liable for rape. Just
it was not
the
a criminal court. This was a civil court. And by the way, she joked about the judgment and what she was going to do with all that money. And I find that offensive.
I'm asking you
but
about
as
the man
a rape victim who's been shamed for years now because of her rape, you're trying to shame me again by asking me this political question.
You've repeated that again.
I think
again
it's offensive.
Again.
As a woman, I find it offensive. My political choices. I've endorsed the man that I believe is best for our country. It's not Joe Biden. And you looked at the dueling rallies yesterday in Georgia. Lake and Riley's family was with Donald Trump. They weren't with Joe Biden. The same guy yesterday that apologized for calling her killer an illegal, who wasn't illegal. And here you are trying to shame a rape victim. I find it disgusting.
I mean, you keep saying I'm shaming you. There's
you are.
All right, he is trying to shame her. All right, so there you have it. George Stephanopoulos getting sued by Donald Trump because of that outrageous exchange where he kept saying he's been found liable of rape, No, he hasn't. That is an outrageous smear job, and I'm glad to see Donald Trump hit back against ABC News and their dishonest people. I mean, George Stephanopoulos is a career Democrat hack. Little fella, he's a career Democrat. He worked for Bill Clinton. He's the guy, right? He is the guy who convinced people to lie on behalf of Bill Clinton, to cover up the sexual impropriety behavior of Bill Clinton over and over again. Yep, that's the guy. And I've got some other things I'm going to get to, but first I want to give you a little update on something that's happening here. Former Hunter Biden associates will be publicly testifying on Capitol Hill today, part of the next phase of the impeachment inquiry. James Comer expected to say these things. Apparently his opening comments have already been released. Here's part of what he's going to say. Investigators have found no credible evidence of the Bidens providing any work product at all. Have identified no legitimate value or document or even one single hour of work that the Bidens have provided their business partners. What is apparent after over a year of investigation is that the Bidens do not work in any traditional sense of the word. They do not work as consultants or lawyers or advisors. The Bidens don't sell a product or a service or a set of skills. The Bidens sell Joe Biden. And Comer will say that Joe Biden has taken action after action to further his family's plans to get rich. The scam is simple. The Biden family promises they can make a foreign partner's problems go away by engaging the U.S. government. It's done over and over again. The Biden family promises Joe's power. Joe Biden shows up. And millions of dollars come into the Biden's pockets. Joe Biden is the Biden family's closer. Joe Biden is the Biden family's closer. So today, let's see, who's going to be there? Let's see, it's going to be Tony Bobulinski will be there in person. Devin Archer not expected to attend. Hunter Biden rejected the invitation by way of Abby Lowell. But Tony Bobulinski will be there. Jason Galanis, who is currently serving a 14-year prison sentence, will be there. But he'll be there virtually from prison camp by closed-circuit television. So you've got him testifying. They'll talk about it. And Hunter Biden has said for months he wanted the public hearing, so he's offered a public hearing, and he runs like a cockroach in the light. Surprised? Not a bit. Meanwhile, the attacks on Donald Trump getting a lot of attention. Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, and a very successful businessman, says seizing assets from Donald Trump is a chilling attack on America, not just an individual. He's right, of course. Here's what he says. Listen.
This is an assault on what we believe to be core. And I find it extraordinary. I think it's very troubling. It has absolutely nothing to do with Donald Trump at this point, in my view. And it is completely bipartisan. This is an attack on America. Hmm. And I don't know how you can look at it any other way. And as an investor, and I know plenty of investors are completely disturbed by this, but I mean, no one is going to put any money to work in New York in these amounts until this thing settles down. The whole world is watching, and everybody's waiting for one thing we haven't got yet, adult supervision. Hmm. Where is it? Where are the adults in this crazy narrative? Certainly there's got to be adult supervision at some point. And I understand, you know, the war going on here and all the political, yada, yada, woof, woof, woof. But we need an adult in the room now. This is the United States of America under siege.
It's the United States of America under siege. No adult supervision. None. Right? Here's another voice, by the way. Stephen A. Smith saying Democrats are using the courts but have failed to deliver and can't beat Donald Trump. That's why they're doing these things, is what he says. Listen.
Trump is kicking the Democrats, you know what. 91 charges. 4 indictments, 91 counts against him. He's been impeached twice. And he still ran away with the GOP nomination. It was a cakewalk. And we're still waiting for him to go to jail. We're still waiting for him because supposedly he's done so much. Russian collusion, remember all of that? We're still waiting for the judge. We're still waiting for the guilty verdict. We're still waiting for him to be incarcerated. We're still waiting for him to be seen in zebra stripes. You can't touch him. And now he's throwing this salvo. He said, yo, why don't you come beat me? Stop engaging in lawfare and using the legal system to push your political agenda. Come beat me. That's what he did. I do sports most of the time. That's the kind of language we want to hear, ain't it? Can you beat him or not?
Can you beat him or not? No. That's why they're in the courts. Can't beat him. That's the problem. I will take a break and be back. It is the Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you're not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely on yourself. Not sure where to start? Go to my website, preparewithgruber.com. Grab a Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for $60 off. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance with Ready Hour emergency food. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks and provide over 2,000 calories every day. Sealed inside heavy-duty packaging, they can last up to 25 years in storage. Go to preparewithgruber.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrived in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship that same day. Save $60 per kit at preparewithgruber.com.